Just days ahead of the 2022 NFL draft, where is each team in the NFC West headed?
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for making us a regular part of what you do. Make sure you click on that subscribe button in your podcast feed. Make sure you check us out on Locked On Rams on YouTube as well. My name is Travis Rogers. You can follow me on Twitter under my name, Travis Rogers. I also host the Rams pregame and postgame show on their flagship station, ESPN 710, right here in Los Angeles. Been doing that since the Rams came back to LA way back in 2016, and quite a run since then, and getting ready for another one hopefully here in the 2022 season. A little bit different on today's issue of Locked On Rams. We're going to talk about the other three teams in the division heading into the draft, where they are. We know where the Rams are heading into the draft. We know that they don't have any picks until the 104th pick in the draft. They've got quite a few later on in the draft, but I would not expect them to make a bunch of splashy headlines between now and then. And then even the guys that they do make picks on, they're probably guys that are going to be depth guys, maybe a starter here or there if they really can catch some lightning in a bottle. But you kind of know exactly where the Rams are. They're going to be a lot like they were last year, with a couple of exceptions. But what about the other teams in the NFC West? We'll go through them one by one. We'll take one team per segment here, and we're going to go from the teams that gave the Rams their biggest challenge in the division to the teams that maybe will probably not be that as we go through it. So we'll do Seattle last. We're going to do Arizona in the middle, and we'll start right here with the San Francisco 49ers. Of course, the 49ers beat the Rams twice last year. The 49ers got all the way to the NFC Championship game, where the Rams finally got a win against the 49ers for the first time in six games. And they picked a very good time to do it. Of course, that propelled the Rams into the Super Bowl, where they took care of Cincinnati and won their first Super Bowl title as Los Angeles Rams back in the middle of February. So it set up a very good run for the Rams. But let's talk a little bit about where the Niners are as they head into the draft and then ultimately heading in to the rest of the season. You know, when you think of the Niners and where they are right now, I think the best thing that you can say about them relative to the Rams is that they know how to beat the Rams. Right, that they are. I think they're one of the few teams in the NFL. There's probably a couple of others. I think Green Bay is probably pretty comfortable playing the Rams. I think that, I don't think Bill Belichick's uncomfortable playing anybody, even though the Rams have had a decent amount of success against him a couple of seasons ago. But when it just comes to knowing, hey, I know what Sean McVay is going to do. I know what he brings to the table. I know how to counterpunch. I know how to attack him at his weakest points. I think that's the 49ers' greatest asset, is that they know how to beat the Rams, that when they walk out on that field, they're not looking about, okay, how do you beat these guys? Nobody beats these guys. The 49ers know how to do it. That is their greatest asset. Let's go to the other side of things that they're going to have to get better at moving forward. And what have we been talking about on this pod? What if you've watched football at any time in the last 50 years? What do you need to have right to be a very good NFL team, in particular in the last 10, 20 years? Quarterback's got to be right. If the quarterback is not right, you're asking for everything else to be nearly perfect if you want to go where you want to go. If you want to win a Super Bowl with a quarterback that is less than terrific, you need to have a lights-out defense. You need to have an offense that has playmakers aside from the quarterback. You need to never turn it over. You need to have a coach that makes all the right moves, and your special teams need to be bulletproof. If your quarterback is better than just okay, you can kind of steal from some of these other areas and get away with a little bit. The 49ers are not better than okay at quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo is maybe the very definition of okay, right? And he's probably not even going to be their guy. They still haven't moved him. We'll get to that in just 1 second. But Trey Lance, by all indications, he's going to be the starting quarterback for the 49ers coming up here in this upcoming season. This is a guy that was drafted very high, third a year ago in the 2021 draft, but played very sparingly for the 49ers last season. And when he did, he looked like a rookie quarterback. I think that Kyle Shanahan, the head coach of the 49ers, probably has a pretty good feel of where he is. But when you're going with an unproven quarterback, I mean, there are incredible growing pains that come along with it. So I think that at the most important position on the field, if they're lucky, he will be as good as Jimmy G in that first year. Now, that doesn't mean that his upside and his potential won't be a lot better than Jimmy G 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now. And I'm certainly thinking that's what they're probably hoping for along the way. But in the first season, you know, Aaron Donald can make some rookie quarterbacks look very, very silly. I know he's not a rookie his second year, but as far as experience goes, still very, very green. Jalen Ramsey, Bobby Wagner, it feels like a lot of opportunities for the Rams right there. When they were able to get to Jimmy G the last NFC Championship game, and then towards the end of the regular season, they really did a number on him. So I think that's a big deal for them. Of course, another thing that the 49ers have to deal with this offseason and heading into the draft, and maybe we'll see something happen on Thursday or maybe in the later rounds of the draft, their general manager, John Lynch, has said that he does not foresee trading Deebo Samuel under any circumstances. And that's what you say right up until you get ready to trade him. You know, this is one of these, no, I'm not going to trade him, because you can always say, I'm never going to trade him, I'm not going to trade him. If you end up keeping him because you can't find a deal, he said, I was never going to trade him in the first place. And everybody can look in their mirror and live with that lie. Right? That, or you can say, we're not going to trade him. And then you take all the phone calls. Maybe you make a few on your own. If you can find something that works out, you say, well, I wasn't planning on trading, but this presented itself. It's an opportunity for us to make the team better and go from there. That being said, when you have your best offensive player, and Deebo Samuel is certainly that, maybe George Kittle, who is unhappy and clearly wants out the way that he does, creates all sorts of other problems for your team. It creates all sorts of other issues that you need to deal with other than just getting on the field. Is he going to come into camp? Is he going to come into, you know, the summer programs? All of the things that, you know, especially if you're trying to break in a new quarterback, you would like to have your most dynamic offensive weapon there. And either he may not come in at all, or you may have to trade him, and who knows how that shakes out. It still feels like, you know, we've talked about it before. When guys want out, they typically find a way to get out. And then lastly, Jimmy Garoppolo rehabbing from an injury over this, the offseason. Remember, it was all but done that they were going to move him for whatever they could get him for. They haven't been able to do it. They haven't gotten any offers that certainly make sense for them. So he's still there. And that's a very awkward situation. Let's say the San Francisco gets off to a weird start and Jimmy Garoppolo is standing there in a baseball cap and Trey Lance is throwing the ball to the wrong team. Jimmy Garoppolo, like I said, the definition of average, but average is better than bad. And if he gets off to a bad start, now all of a sudden you got a quarterback problem. So that's the state of the 49ers as they are heading in to the NFL draft. Coming up next, we'll talk a little bit about the team that the Rams have used as a punching bag for a very long time, the Arizona Cardinals. But not before we talk about Athletic Greens, AG1. Our next partner has the product that I have literally used every day for nearly the last 2 months. I started taking AG1 because I wanted to be able to get all of my vitamins in one shot. I wanted to be able to have that little boost to kind of start your day and not have to rely as much on caffeine and everything else. And look, not to be too personal here, but, you know, just the gut health that comes along with all of these things. And AG1 takes care of all of this. One delicious scoop of AG1 and you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. And oh, by the way, it tastes really, really good too. It helps your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, aging, all of the things that we're all very, very concerned about. And you're thinking, okay, yeah, that sounds great, but is it expensive? It's less than $3 a day, right? So if you're investing in your health, where are you going to have a better return on investment than $3 a day? You go get a cup of coffee every day? You probably do, right? Most of us do. It's less expensive than that. So you're investing in an all-in-one nutritional insurance. And right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NFL Network. Again, athleticgreens.com/NFL Network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. And betonline.net, your number one source for all of your betting stats and sports information. You can find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, news, including this year's basketball playoffs. By the way, hope you didn't get down on the Nets. How about that? that this is why you need to think about value when you're placing your bets, right? That not just the favorites, but where is there some value? Because you go back to the beginning of the NBA season, we're talking about the playoffs right now. You had the Lakers, you had the Nets. Those are the two teams that were the heavy, heavy favorites. One didn't get in at all, and the other one is out in the first round. Maybe you're not a basketball guy. Major League Baseball is underway as well. Maybe get down on a little Freddie Freeman MVP action. He's off to a great start as well. Regardless of what it is, BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. BetOnline, where the game starts. Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. And now for a big announcement. For the first time ever, Locked On is hosting live coverage of the 2022 NFL Draft from our studios in Dallas, with pick-by-pick analysis from our local team of experts and draft gurus. Tune in to all 3 days as our draft team guides you through every pick and every trade in real time. It all starts on Thursday, April 28th. That's at 4 o'clock Pacific, available on Locked On NFL on YouTube and on the Odyssey app. Okay, so the next team in the NFC West that the Rams are going to have to deal with, where are they looking for in the draft? What do they look like going into it? And what might they look like coming out on the other side? The 49ers have had an interesting offseason with Debo, right? But you still expect them to be pretty good because they've got Kyle Shanahan as their head coach, because they have been a thorn in the side of the Rams for the last several seasons, even though the Rams finally took care of business in the NFC Championship game. The Arizona Cardinals are almost the exact opposite of that. If you know, they have the slump buster in baseball, that pitcher that you, there's a couple of different definitions of slump buster. One of them, the one that we're going to talk about right now, is, you know, you're playing against, you're losing a bunch of games. You need to go play somebody that's terrible so you can get right. You go play the Arizona Diamondbacks or whatever it is. Everything feels better. You got to get to see some easy pitching. It's a slump buster. You're on the way. Nobody has been a bigger slump buster for the Rams in the Sean McVay era than the Arizona Cardinals. They've lost to the Rams, or I should say the Rams have lost to Arizona one time. One time, it was last season. I want to say it was week 4. Arizona came into SoFi Stadium, took care of business, looked pretty good doing it. But if you're Arizona, what are you thinking going into the draft? Here's what they've done this season. The biggest story with Arizona since their season came to an end and the Rams just put it on them in the wild card game is Kyler Murray's dissatisfaction with the organization, him deleting all references to the Arizona Cardinals and doing the whole, you know, I'm an eighth grade girl and I'm going to tell you that I don't like you via social media, as opposed to walking in and saying, hey, listen, I'm an NFL quarterback and I don't like what I'm seeing right now. Can we figure out a way to do this? Or you could just take their pictures off of your Instagram, one or the other. He chose the latter. So look, he's a great player. He's obviously an incredible athlete, and he's a very dangerous guy when he starts running around back there. But this is not a guy who's brand new in the league. He's been around a little bit, at least long enough to know that you kind of are what you are at this point. And while he's exciting and fun to watch, I don't know if he's making the best decisions in the world. I don't know if he's got the wherewithal to be the quarterback of a championship caliber team. He can be the quarterback of a team that wins a bunch of games and gets into the playoffs. We've seen that last year, and we saw them nearly pull it off the year before. But the fact of the matter is, they look to be in disarray with their quarterback. They look to be have a guy that they have no choice but to continue to play and continue to pay. But at the same time, I don't know if he's got the maturity to handle being the quarterback of an NFL franchise. There's like a lot of different categories, right? There are the guys that are trapped in bad teams. That would have been Matthew Stafford prior to last season. There are guys that are doing everything they can that just don't quite have it. Looking at you, Jared Goff. Jared Goff did everything anybody ever asked him. He just doesn't have that thing that great leaders have. He's kind of not that guy. And then you have guys that certainly have the ability, but they get caught up in stupid stuff. And that seems to be where Kyler Murray has fallen this season. They're coming off of a year where they were the best team in the league, or at least in the conference, for more than half the season, and nobody bought them, and everybody's right. So we'll see how that translates once they come back for another season. As far as whether the Rams come out, I mean, the Rams basically saved their season when they ran into Arizona. Think about the 3-game losing streak that they had last year. The Rams did in November. They get Jacksonville at the beginning of December, which you talk about a slump buster. Jacksonville might be the ultimate slump buster, but it was kind of one of those things that's like, yeah, okay, you beat Jacksonville, but come on, man, it's Jacksonville. How good are they? How big of a difference does that actually make? Then they're getting ready to go to Arizona on a Monday night, and they get wiped out by COVID. They had 5 different starters that were ruled out of that game about 5 minutes before it's supposed to start. Arizona was still playing at a high level, and the Rams kicked their butts. And from that point forward, they were a totally different football team. They played their best football of the season, I think, at that point. And there's a lot about just some matchups. It's just some 49ers are a really tough matchup for the Rams, and the Arizona Cardinals are a very easy matchup for the Rams, or at least they have been along the way. Chandler Jones is gone for the Arizona Cardinals. That helps the Rams. You have Christian Kirk, who is on down the road. He's headed to Jacksonville. I don't like that for Jacksonville, but again, he's, you know, a moderately dangerous player out of the division. That's really good news for the Rams along the way. And now all of a sudden you got a really significant fire under the seat of Cliff Kingsbury, their head coach, because I can't imagine another season similar to the one that we just saw doesn't result in him being down the road. Instead of hanging out in that house with the glass walls and the fireplace at the draft like we saw a couple of years ago, he may be an offensive coordinator somewhere else in the NFL or back to college football, because you don't get to do what he's done the last couple of years and survive it three times in a row. If they are a quick first-round exit, if they don't get into the playoffs, if they don't make some noise, I think he's probably gone. So a little turmoil in the coaching ranks for Arizona as they come in to 2022. We'll go to the last team in the division, the Seattle Seahawks. That one is coming up next. Do you like wasting time, or do you like wasting money? Which of those two things is something that you enjoy more than the other? I'm guessing the answer is, how about neither, Travis, right? So why not save some time and money when using Rock Auto, right? You could spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts that you would find at a chain store or at a dealership. Let me give you an example. Honda Odyssey, a fuel pump, $353 from a chain store. It's $216 from Rock Auto. Rock Auto is a family business. It's serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. The prices are always reliably low for every single customer, and they have what you need, right? Brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, new carpet. They need, you need it. They've got it at Rock Auto, right? Go find all the parts that your car needs and go to rockauto.com and look at yourself. How much time, how much money you're going to save. Go look at their easy-to-use website. Find the solution for all of your auto parts needs. It's rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in there. How did you hear about us box? So they know that we sent you over there. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Okay, so we saved the worst for last, or at least I think that's probably where most people have the Seattle Seahawks heading in to the 2022 season as far as the NFC West goes. Obviously, they got some picks from Denver for the Russell Wilson trade. They're going to try to flip those into their quarterback of their future, potentially. I don't know who that might be in this draft. Maybe you got to wait another year. Maybe you got to collect some picks, trade back, do all the different things. Point is, there is a, when you look at the Rams, I think it's a pretty clear path on how they win the division and go back to the playoffs. What happens after that is kind of up to the football gods and how healthy you are and how lucky you are. I think you don't have to work super hard to see how Arizona gets back to the playoffs again, right? That despite all of the issues that we talked about that are going on in Arizona, namely with their quarterback, he's still a guy that you feel pretty good about taking the snap from center every single play. He's a dynamic player. He's a dual threat. You feel pretty good about that. You've got DeAndre Hopkins. You've got AJ Green. You've got some guys coming back that you feel good about. Like, you're going to win some games if you're Arizona. And if things break the way that you hope they do, maybe you win the division. San Francisco, I think, is going to be in the mix just because they always give the Rams a hard time. They've been really unfortunate with some injury luck along the way. They got to get the quarterback situation squared away. They got to hope that Trey Lance hits the ground running along the way, but not a total pipe dream that they find their way into the postseason, right? I don't think that there is. Seattle, on the other hand, I just don't see a path where they're anything other than the fourth best team in this division. You trade away, when you trade away Russell Wilson at this point in his career, and look, he's past the best football that he's ever going to play, probably, but he still had a lot of good football left. And when you look, we talked about it right off the top with the Niners, right? This is a quarterback league, and if your quarterback is good, you always kind of have a chance. That should tell you how far away that the Seattle Seahawks thought that they were, because their quarterback was certainly good enough, but they didn't think they had a chance. They had to hit the detonator and start all over again. They're going to go with Drew Lock. Maybe they pull a rabbit out of their hat and they go get Baker Mayfield or something, but what really does that do? It doesn't feel like there's any quarterbacks in this draft that are transcendent players. Now, that being said, I don't know if anybody thought Russell Wilson was going to be a transcendent player when they drafted him a number of years ago. And we all know how that worked out. A Super Bowl championship, another Super Bowl appearance, one of the best quarterbacks of his era. So we will see. But this is in the midst of a total rebuild. And perhaps the biggest indictment of where Seattle is right now, and this is the opposite, I think, of where the Rams are. I think it's the opposite, too, of where the San Francisco 49ers are. The 49ers feel stale. Or excuse me, the Seattle Seahawks feel very stale. And that's part because of Pete Carroll's been there a long time. John Schneider, their general manager, has been there a long time. And that can lead to a whole bunch of good things, which it did for Seattle for a very long time. Seattle was one of those teams that for the better part of a decade, you knew they were going to be pretty good. I think that decade is over. I think that it's starting over. It felt like there really wasn't anything exciting happening in Seattle for a long time. I think that's why Russell Wilson decided that he wanted out at that point, that this wasn't something that he felt like he needed to do anymore, anything enough to prove there. He wanted to go play on a better team in a different environment, a new spark, all of those things. Seattle felt very, very stale along the way. Add in the fact that there are DK Metcalf rumors. Add in the fact that Bobby Wagner is now down here with the Rams. And I just can't see a path for the Seattle Seahawks this upcoming season to be a part of the mix in the NFC West. Now, those draft picks that they got from Denver, I mean, that's how they're going about it. The Rams have done it differently. We know F them picks and we'll go find some guys. And we all know what that means along the way. They're going to do it the other way. They're going to do it the more old-fashioned way. They're going to collect picks. They're going to try to find players. They're going to try to build that way and then maybe supplement trades, free agency, and that kind of stuff. But they are in the midst of a rebuild, and I would be very surprised, barring some really unfortunate injuries to one of the other three teams in the division, if Seattle did not bring up the very back of the pack in the NFC West. So that's where they all are heading into the draft, coming up here in just a couple of days. The draft coming up on Thursday, but the Rams clearly at the top of this division as we go into the draft cycle here, and then coming out, we'll have mini camps and everything else shortly thereafter. And then, believe it or not, there's going to be football being played right around the corner. The draft is like the last thing before we start talking about actual football all over again. Cannot wait for it. And the Rams on top of the NFC West all over again, fingers crossed, knocking on wood, all that good stuff. Until next time, thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every day. Now make your second listen, Locked On NFL Draft. Ryan Tracy and former NFL cornerback Eric Crocker bring the NFL draft to life every day with insight and analysis on college football prospects and NFL front offices. It, too, is free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.